Aleishur Chelek Beis Tav Samech Tes, the 25th chapter. Neis Purim V'Derech Avodah. Neis Purim in the path of Avodah. Yesh Nisim Shenim. There are different categories of miracle. Yesh U'Misapchim Atevoim. Sometimes nature just becomes transformed completely. Kmo Hayam Le'Yabasha V'Kriyas Yam Suf. As the sea turned to dry land in Kriyas Yam Suf. There's sometimes open miracles, but it's not such a transformation. Something remains there. The Gemara speaks in Bava Basra of Tzadites about the fact that the Arayin HaKodesh did not occupy space. The statement of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, his daughter, Tanis Dav Chafhei, the vinegar was not transformed to oil. It wasn't a transformation. Nonetheless, it burned. There are then miracles which are done completely within nature. There's no activity there that is opposed to natural law. Within such a neis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that hidden, discreet craftsman. Shakol mustar, uvechozes unes galui. Everything is hidden, and nonetheless, it's an open miracle. Kaze hayanes Purim. That is the character of the miracle of Purim. Umevair haMaharal ki neis zehaya kol kach tzanua. The Maharal explains that this neis of Purim was so discreet, mipnei shuba mimakoyim gavoya ad meoid, because it came from such a high level. Who can say which miracle was greater? Kriyas Yam Suf, Oiha Venafoyhu Shenes Purim. Kriyas Yam Suf, which is so spectacular, or the transformation of Purim. Elakol Neis Kfi Matzav Ador Vetzoko. It's just that every Neis is attuned, is appropriate for the situation of the generation. Bitzias Mitzrayim Hayu Tzrichim Lilmoid Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adoin Kol Ha'aretz. In Yetzias Mitzrayim, the people had to learn. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of the universe. And nature acts only in accordance with his will. Begalus, Paras, Umadai, Yitzchim Nilmoid, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon HaHistoria. In that galus of Paras Umadai, they needed to learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of history. Uvahu Poel Kefir Tzinoi. And in it, he acts in accordance with his will, just as he does in nature. It's quite possible that the height of both of these nisim is the same. בספרים הקדושים כתוב כי מקור נשמס מרדכי וגם מקור נשמס משה בן עליו השלים. ספר הקדוש say that the source from which Mordechai's neshama is taken is also the same place where the neshama משה רבינו was taken. ולכן יש לומר כי גם הניסים שנעשו על ידי שניהם באו מאויס המקום גבוה. That's another indication that the miracles wrought by both of them came from the same high place. המהר"ל בספר אור חדש על מגילת אסתר מגלה לנו גם כן כיצד זכו מרדכי ואסתר לנס גבוה זה של פורים. He reveals how it was that מרדכי and Esther earned such a great miracle. המידה הראויה לנס זה היא רק צניעות. The midah that is proper and fitting for this nes is the midah of tzinius, of discretion. That was the major characteristic of both of them. The Gemara again in Chulin Kuflametes, Mordechai min haTorah minayin. Where is Mordechai hinted to in the Torah? Dichsiv Mar deroir, it's one of the besomim of the Ketores. Targemin and Mar Dachya, which is like Mordechai. Hainu Ketores, sheyu makterim b'yom kippurim lifnai v'lifnim. It's a Ketores that was brought in Yom Kippur in the Kodesh HaKodashim. Vegam bishar yemos hashana, even in the rest of the year, when it was brought, not in Kodesh HaKodashim, but on the golden altar in the Heichal, everyone was required to leave the Azara. The requirement is that the Ketores should be offered in complete privacy. And Chazal comment about the Ketores in Yom Adaf Mem Dalad. Yavoi davar shebechashai, v'ichaper al davar shebechashai hu l'shon hara. Let this hidden, discreet matter of Ketores come and atone for something else that was done privately, namely Lashon Hara. So that's Mordechai. Al Esther Amru, regarding her, the Gemara says in Megillah of Gimel, Bischa Tzeni'us Shaisa Ba Berachel, Zachesav Yetzah Mimena Shaul. It was the Tzeni'us that characterized Rachel that gave her the merit that from her line came Shaul HaMelech. Uvischa Tzeni'us Shaisa Boi Beshaul, regarding his Tzeni'us, Zachav Yetzah Mimena Esther. She was a descendant of Shaul. Vezeu Lo Yigra Mitzadik Einoi. The pasuk says, "Noisen enav b'maaseh tzedekim l'shalem lem af liyamim rabim midah b'midah." HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not take his eye off the tzedek. He assesses their deeds and he pays them, sometimes generations later, but midah b'midah. Furthermore, v'sham b'chulin amu, in chulin, as we mentioned, kuf lamentes, Chazal tell us, "Esther min atorah minayim," where do we find her hinted to? Va'anoichi haster astir. Begalus zoi haya hester betoch hester. It was hiddenness within hiddenness. Galus madai, which is always a hester. Uv seichoi oid haman. We mentioned before that the other goluyois are not characterized by the involvement of haman. Galus yavan, for example, wasn't. But here, within galus madai, there's also the concept of haman, amalek, hester, kaful. And on her, on the positive side, it's her tzinius. Hamaharal megale kan davar amoik. He revealed something deep over here. V'kivan shebimei Haman haya kan hester besoch hester. Since in the days of Haman there was hiddenness within hiddenness, lo haya ra'uy lios ha-goel rak Esther. The only person appropriate and fitting to bring the geula was her. Shemore ha-lashem al godel ha-tznius shayaba. Her name indicates the great tznius that she personified. That's what Tzinius is, to be discreet and not open. Therefore, Tefillah also could reach this high place that the Maran was speaking about before, very high hidden place. When they were in this situation, where Hashem is hiding his face, they need to be redeemed by somebody who is appropriate for this. He has the correct midah. She has the correct midah. V'hu atzeniyus v'hester, k'mo she'al ester atzeniyus. Again, the midah of tzeniyus as Esther possessed. V'chach Mordechai nirmaz b'lishon b'samim roish. That's in his introduction to Ur Hadash. The author explains, harei k'sheyesh ester panim, tzicha yesha levot davka l'edah midah makpila. That's the principle that the Maharal makes here so clearly. When there's a hester panim, the Yeshua has to come specifically through the corresponding positive midah, which is tzinius. The Gemara in Sukkah of Memtes, v'atzneh leches im Elokecha, quoting the pasuk in Micha, to walk in tzinius, to walk discreetly with Hashem your God, zei hoitzas hameis v'achnasas kala lechupa. That applies even to funerals and weddings. V'aloi devarim kal v'choymeh, u'ma devarim shedarkan lasus befarhesia. Things like that, weddings and funerals, which are done openly and in public, even there, there should be a certain discretion, discreetness. So things which are normally done in privacy, of course, the requirement here is atznei aleches. The author explains, "Hare atznei aleches nemar al dvarim shebefarhesia, u'misham amdim bekalvachom al dvarim shebetzina." As the Gemara says quite clearly, it applies to things which are open, public, and certainly things which are done privately. Habechina im yesh ba'adam tzinius. The test to see if the person possesses tzinius is be'inyanim shel pirsum. When it comes to publicity, im sham hu mastir atzmoi hu be'metzino. If it comes to there, and he makes an effort to hide himself in inyanim shel pirsum, then he's truly tzinua. Ka'ashen yesa malka. When she became a queen, ein ester magedes moilad toh ve'amah. Nonetheless, she did not reveal, she remained private. There's no issue here of advertising and proclaiming her origins. Zay tzinius besech ha-pirsum. That's tzinius within a situation that is normally characterized by pirsum. Ein lecha mitzvah pirsum yoseh gedola midin pirsum enisa. The mitzvah of pirsum enisa is a mitzvah to mefarsem. V'nei im kol neis purim yam yisholim bitzinius. If the entire Nes of Purim happened through Again, correspondingly, when it comes to publicizing this miracle, there needs to be a certain tzinius. In truth, any time that we speak about publicizing a miracle, it davka is meant to accustom us to look with the perspective of privacy. To try and feel the nes in its hiddenness, for that to rub off on us. And the pasuk says, "Ve'es tzenuim chokhma." Chokhma characterizes the tzenuim. Yoser mize, yesh b'maharal hira'a nifla'a kitzal yiskarev el aborim b'iskufa shel shtei ponim. Besides this profound point we've just covered, the Maharal gives us a wonderful instruction as to how to attain closeness to the Creator in a situation, an historical period, which is Hester Panim. My Hester Panim, what is this Hester Panim? Ein be'emes yisbarach mastir panav chas v'chalila. Is a Kadosh Baruch Hu really hiding himself? He sees and he continues to be mashgiach, to provide providence, and his countenance illuminates. It's only those who are tzenua who can discern this. It's not open. Tzenius is always a very high level, very high midah in the individual. If, in a, again, historical period of Hester Panim, he wishes to draw near to the Creator, then he needs to be twice as discreet, as himtzeh, then he will find the Creator. Zoi segulas purim. That really is the essence, that's the point, the deep property, the main characteristic of Purim. Vezei ha'yira'a shel chag ha'kadosh hazeh. And that's the instruction that we get from this holy chag. Bizman shel hester besof hester, in the situation of hiddenness, within hiddenness, al neymar noyash. We should not despair. Ki gam bo yeshtech liskarev. Because even within that, there's a path to draw near. Ve'lafoch hester le'aras panim. To transform the hiddenness to he'aras panim, to a situation where it's completely open and the countenance of Hashem shines upon us. V'derech zohi tzinius. That path is a path of tzinius. Adka.